Do you invest in ETFs? Whether you're thinking, what in the world is an ETF? Or you're looking for the next opportunity to add to your portfolio. GlobalX has you covered. From big tech to bonds and bars of gold, GlobalX offers a wide range of exchange-traded funds. Go beyond ordinary with GlobalX ETFs. Visit globalxetfs.com.au. That's globalxetfs.com.au.
InvestSmart's portfolios are turning 10. And to celebrate, 10 InvestSmart boot camps are up for grabs. This self-paced online course is ideal for both seasoned investors and those who are just starting out. Valued at $99, you could win a spot on this highly rated course. To enter the competition and for terms and conditions, simply visit investsmart.com.au/win. Don't miss out on this chance to learn from experts and take your investing to the next level. Simply visit investsmart.com.au/win. Good luck.
Hey there, here's a quick note. This podcast contains general financial advice only. That means it's not specific to you, your needs, goals, or objectives, so don't act on the information until you've spoken with your financial advisor. You'll find our full disclosure, disclaimer, and link to our financial services guide in the show notes. Drew Meredith, how you going?
Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. That's good. We're here at the ASA event in Sydney, so if you hear some clickety-clackety, it is the pots and pans and the cups and saucers that are going on in the background.
And the fan boys and girls for Owen.
There may be, we've got some rope around the little podcast area, and there may be some intruders in a few minutes, because I don't know if you know the street. Actually, I'm 99.99% confident that you do not know this. Tea and coffee starts in 15 minutes.
Oh, is that why I wasn't supposed to be running late?
Yeah, you got your back to them. That's just nice. But I'm sure the back of you looks very good in those brand spanking new pants, mate, and brand spanking new shoes. Can't see it. Drew's in a bit of a white and cream ensemble here today. So, mate, we're going to be talking. We're going to be answering some questions here on 2 Cents. I mean, caught you off guard, but what have you been working on?
A lot this week. Quite a few client meetings, catching up with a few fund managers and investments and working through our golden rules again.
Golden rules. Give us another. Do you have another one? Or?
No, we've cut one and cut it back to 9. I think it's important to, be agile. There was some overlap between the initial 10 that we put out there. But, we met groups like BlackRock this week, who run the iShares products, mm-hmm. And we're discussing portfolio construction and how do you improve the, as you'd see, a lot of people that come in to see us have multiple ETFs in their portfolio and not necessarily an overriding strategy. So how do we help educate our clients on that? And what were you working on?
What was I working on? Well, I've been here in Sydney since Monday. The team joined us, and basically the whole Melbourne office has come up and tripled the population of the Sydney office across all the businesses. But yeah, we've just been up here. We've been doing some podcasts, been chatting, caught up with Will Culbert from Contact Asset Management yesterday, talked about a few companies, and just generally chatting to investors this week, which has been heaps of fun. We released 2 podcasts this week. Actually, one of them's this week and one's going live next week with the co-founders of Judo Bank.
Yep.
Which is like a $1.5-2 billion business bank. It was one of only four, a lot of people don't know this, it's one of only 4 unicorns in Australia, at least at the time, which included Canva and I think Atlassian, and there was some other company in there, I can't remember the name of it.
It's the most popular for small businesses like ours.
Oh, yeah. Do you use them?
We don't have any debt, but whenever we've looked for any debt for purchases or assets, that it's always been referred to Judo almost straight away.
Yeah. So that's a really popular business for small businesses, but it's also, I think about like the mid tier, small to mid cap companies in Australia that could have a 10-year runway. I think this might be one of those businesses I need a bit more work on. But yeah, it's grown in spite of the major banks. So
it's cost of capital. I think they seem to have that under control as well.
Yeah, which is good. They obviously do rely on a little bit of funding, but they've got a lot of term deposits now, basically out of nowhere. The wonderful thing is the founders are still involved. They own a bucket load of shares. And because they don't offer mortgages, Drew, they're not as exposed to many of the regulations around capital requirements. So it basically means that they don't have to hold as much capital and they can lend at higher rates because they're not hamstrung by all the regulation that comes with homes and mortgages.
Yep.
And so that's why their net interest margin could be 4 or 5% as opposed to 2% for
a retail bank.
Yeah.
So that's a really interesting business. Go and pop it on your watch list. This week did the Self-Wealth Live program, which was really popular, probably because I put a cheeky headline in there, which was $10,000 that I'd invest in this, and it was Soul Pattinson, for those of you that don't know.
For a change.
Yeah, for a change. Just mixing it up. Well, the thing is, when you pick a stock, you may as well pick one of the safest ones on the ASX in terms of business models. So that was that. And it tied in well because we shared that with the ASA community who are here today. And Rob Milner was on the stage just before, and Todd Barlow walked past before. So Soul Pattinson family's in the house, and awesome. Why not?
You see the inflation data?
No, I did not. We did not have the buzzer with us on the road. Or do we? We may actually have the buzzer. Monique, can you press the buzzer button? I don't know if you know which one it is, but you don't know which one it is? Okay.
Third down on the right.
Andrew Derrimuth knows what it is. Did it work? Monique's trying to reach down. We've got, where are we? 3, 2, 1. There it is.
How do I know that button's available?
Yeah. Well, here we go. Inflation data. Give it to us, Drew.
We had US inflation data come out overnight. And okay. What do you think happened?
It's taking a drink of water. I reckon it went up.
Down.
Okay, down.
It went down. Sorry, I was a bit surprised at myself.
Yeah, you looked at it like, oh, I just read this.
I've also been on the road time. Too, so it's a long few days.
Yep.
No, headline CPI fell below 5% for the first time in more than 2 years. So when the real onset of the pandemic supply chains hit. So it dropped to 4.9% in the US, which was in line with the expectations.
Mm.
And it just continues to show it inflation trending down. And as we've talked about in the past, there seem to be, it's not gone as the Australian inflation data showed that, you know, I think the cost of flights had gone up something like 35% in the last 12 months. But the goods and a lot of the inflation pressure is disappearing.
Well, your mate was presenting here today.
He said the opposite.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris Joy.
Yeah. Yeah. He did. Well, the view.
He's usually right on everything, so.
Actually, yeah. Well, I did see Guardians of the Galaxy this week, so change of topic. No, just kidding. So there is a view in this room and in the community here that some people think interest rates could go higher. Drew.
Marginally,
you reckon?
I think we're
expanding your
pretty confident
bet,
you're done.
By the way,
well, so you can
said,
be wrong on
you
a
said
bet.
It just has to go down. Doesn't matter if it goes up before it goes down. But then are we also saying anywhere in the world?
Going to win the war, not every battle. I think that's the defensive saying that they okay. say. Is it Sun Tzu?
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah. Sounds like philosophy.
I mean, you're seeing it's inflation's generally peaking. And then we've had a few chats in the last few weeks as well. About the impact that higher interest rates is actually having on inflation itself.
Mm.
Like if less people can afford to buy houses, more people are demanding rental properties and rents are going up. So it's kind of interest rates are inflationary of themselves.
Speaking of, I actually did Cameo on the Australian Property Podcast this week, our newest podcast, which is nearly 20,000 listeners in only 5 weeks, which is just unbelievable. Go and check it out 3 times a week. They do a 2 cents segment on that as well, but it's a 2 cents property segment and it's on a Sunday.
Oh,
so if you do like a bit of a
because the auction's on a Saturday,
yep, sure. And I had to step in for Pete Wardron, so the quality definitely went down this week. But, but here are some of the things that happened and what I took away from it. So, property prices are now expected to go up in 2023. We are seeing dwelling approvals at the lowest level for 2.5 years. So no new houses. The time on market for current listings is shortening.
Yeah.
We are seeing clearance rates at huge levels, like unprecedented for this time of year.
But volume's quite low.
Volume's quite low because supply is down.
Yeah.
So demand is rising despite rising interest rates, which is really interesting. And we also are seeing at the same time a kind of there was a time when there was a huge difference between fixed rates and variable rates. Now that's starting to normalize because the 3-year forward interest rate is falling.
Yeah.
So implying that rates, yes, may fall. But what this actually means, Drew, is that property prices might not actually fall.
But more.
Yeah, more.
I think
more.
They're generally down at least 10 or 15%. So the profit or the, call it the fat that came during the pandemic kind of lockdown and blowout afterwards.
Yeah.
That's kind of disappeared. And you're setting up, I think there was something like 1,600 construction companies have gone bankrupt in the last 6 months or 9 months.
Mm.
And all those things are going to impact on supply, which should be positive along with immigration, I think we talked about last week.
Yeah, yeah, but huge immigration. Interestingly, the Chris Bates, who's our on the podcast with me over on the property podcast this week, he was talking about this idea of a profitless boom and what was coming. This was like 2 years ago. And sure enough, all of these builders are going bust. But it's not uncommon because the profit margins, even on listed property developers, like return on invested capital is like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 if you're lucky.
Yeah.
So like it doesn't take much to go wrong for that business to go wrong. And I think a lot of people underestimate that. They just think size equals good, which is not necessarily the case. Other thing that we should probably just mention, pay some lip service to, is the budget that came out this week. There were a raft of different initiatives. What I would say is it's very underwhelming. That would be my summary. Small business incentives. We've got the $20,000 instant asset write-off that's hanging on for, it looks like, another few months.
Yep.
So go out there and spend on what they're saying, up to 20 grand, asterisk. There were some incentives for energy bills and those types of things, mainly for low-income earners. They didn't make a change to the Stage 3 tax cuts, but that is very polarizing. They are, yeah, however, Drew.
Big political football, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, let's not get too philosophical or political, but the change basically for Stage 3 tax cuts was to increase the bracket from 180,000 to 200,000.
Just remove bracket creep,
yeah,
which is when your income naturally increases with inflation,
yep,
to the point that you go into a higher tax rate.
And the tax rate. And they were cutting away the 37% tax rate from the top of my head. So it's just simplifying that.
Yep.
And there's already been other changes that have come in that have helped low and middle income, but this is the polarizing one because it helps people on higher incomes, obviously up to 200 grand.
But it was already baked in. That was the other part, wasn't
it? Yeah. And that's probably what I think. The other thing that was announced was a huge amount of spending for the Brisbane 2032 Olympics. Totally forgot that was happening until the budget. But basically, they announced all this spending, billions of dollars, but it's coming in the future, not right now.
Yeah.
So we'll kick that can down the road.
It's kind of focus on, you know, the people most hardest hit by the cost of living.
Yeah.
That's where most of the budget looked like it was going. They went ahead with the higher tax on balances in super. Over 3 million per person,
yes.
Yep. Which isn't a cap, it's just an additional tax.
It's a cap, yeah.
Yep.
It is a cap.
It's not a cap. It's not a cap.
Drew keeps saying this, so I keep bringing it up. And then also, there are a few other things, like there looks like the stadium and Tassie's going ahead for the AFL fans, the Launceston one's getting rebuilt, Hobart's getting one. The federal government's chipping in, which is great news for AFL fans down south. And that's like, there were some other takeaways, like for healthcare, the NDIS is not really being touched right now. So property investors can enjoy more, in order to build more houses to fix the supply solution. Property investors are going to get increased appreciation rates for certain types of homes, like build to rent.
Yeah.
And also the land tax that applies for creating land for build to rent is going to be reduced as well. So a few unlockers there. One of the things that is just all talk and probably smoke and mirrors is the plan by the government to get 1 million homes built, which is just an outrageous number. It is like, of all the things you've ever heard in a budget,
during construction crisis.
Yeah, that is going to be the most ridiculous thing. To believe that, you'd have to believe that we're going to build 10% more homes than we've already built altogether in 10 years.
Yeah.
When the building industry is going bankrupt. So anyway, we could go on. But
it was a bit of a refreshing budget though.
Oh, black.
Yeah. The last kind of 5 years or so, there's been this focus on everyone getting something. Like it was, what did you get, or who won, who lost from the budget. But usually it should, you know, if under good policy, it should just be a tinkering.
Yeah.
You know, you're not making massive changes in policy of the budget. That's why parliamentarians are there to manage the country during the year, not just in May.
Yeah, absolutely. The other one is, I just wanted to do, rather than a buy, hold, sell, I just wanted to see how Australian you are. So I'm going to ask you a series of phrases and you have to tell me what they mean.
This is a test.
Okay.
With it.
Do you know, if I was to say it's a pineapple, do you know what it is?
A $50 note.
Okay. What about if I say, do you know what a Bushman's handkerchief is?
His hand, I assume, or his wrist.
Basically, yeah. Someone called it blowing a lobster before. not blowing myself. Blowing an oyster, says Monique. Blowing an oyster where you put your finger over your nose and you Okay. Okay. Do you know what 6 and 1/2 dozen the other means?
Who cares?
Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Yep. All right. I got one more for you. A few stubbies short of a six pack.
Not that bright.
Yep. Good one. Okay. Nailed it. Okay. So now we're going to get into your questions. As
I was going to bring up that we talk about Andrew Dearmuth a lot.
Oh, yes. Go on.
I'm not sure if everyone knows who where that came from.
Okay. Because this will be relevant.
Ever remember? Yeah.
Yeah, so Andrew Dearmuth was brought into the show because someone asked a question whose name was Andrew Dearmuth. And Drew asked the question of...
I made up the question.
And it was a planted question on the podcast. So he went into the podcast notes, which is where you ask the question, by the way. It just says, ask a question, select the Australian Investors podcast. And he said, there's a question from Andrew Dearmuth. And it took me about 25 minutes to figure out what was going on. And I think everyone listening knew what was going on. Even as I was reading it out, I just didn't know. So Andrew Dearmuth is now, not only is he Drew's alter ego, he's also one of the leading Australian macroeconomists. So Bloomberg, if you're listening, Wall Street Journal, he is available for comment. He's already been quoted in Forbes, they say. under his other name, which is Drew Meredith. But he is appearing tomorrow morning at the Australian Shareholders Association, and he will be talking about all types of things. Do you know what you're talking about tomorrow?
Transfer of wealth,
Oh, yeah.
Investment, building and managing wealth over generations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just our bread and butter, basically.
Yeah. So anytime you hear a sensible answer, it comes from Drew Meredith. Anytime we're talking about other things, it comes from Andrew Dearmuth. But we are going to be answering your questions, speaking of serious things. And it's, as always, our answers are limited to general financial advice only. If you need personalized financial advice, you should reach out to a financial planner, like, say, Drew here or whoever you trust, and get personalized financial advice that can go in, that can take into account your needs, goals, and objectives. We simply do not know who they are, which is why we also ask you for a funny question when you submit your question, because it actually helps us anonymize it and remind everyone that it's not too serious. We're kind of talking about personal finance and investing, but you should seek the advice of a licensed and trusted professional before acting on the info. You can find out more in our financial services guide. As always, we will award each week's best questioner name an award, which is the Value Investor Program. It's 499 clams for nothing. You get the access to the course and all that. You just write into us if you are selected. So Drew, the first question comes from, why play chess when you can play checkers? And they say-
Solid name.
It's very good. Looking at buying some LIC and other long-term individual stocks, but I'm shopping around for a broker, currently use Superhero. If I'm looking to hold these stocks for yonks, should I be concerned about the lack of chess sponsorship and looking to others such as Stake or Perla for low cost, or just pile into a ComSec account? Question mark. We obviously can't tell you exactly what to do, by the way.
We've had 50 other options too.
Those are some of the popular ones in the community. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Before you go, I wanted to share some things with you. Specifically, I wanted to tell you about the 10 ways that Rask could help you in 2024. As many of you know, Rask has grown to become one of the biggest investing and finance platforms in Australia. Across our podcasts, our websites, our memberships, and so on, we now engage around 200,000 Aussies, which, considering we started in a humble lounge room on a Kmart desk, one of those old fake white wooden ones, I'm pretty ecstatic about where we are 6 years later. As part of becoming one of Australia's biggest platforms for wealth creation and preservation, we now have a very special position in the country in that we can bring you some of the best, most thoughtful, expert-driven ways to protect and grow your wealth. And I'm going to share some of those with you now. I've got 10 ways that we can potentially help you or match you with someone who can. The first thing that I want to tell you about is the biggest step we've ever taken at Rask, which is the launch of our Rask Invest platform. This is a platform that lets our team, led by me, invest for you, primarily through low-cost, diversified ETFs. We'll have three strategies at launch, and every investor who comes through can pick one of the three strategies, being a balanced strategy, a growth strategy, and a high-growth strategy. The balanced strategy focuses on passive income, and the high growth strategy focuses on longer term compounding. You will find a link in your podcast player to register your interest. We will be taking off soon. Number two, if you prefer to DIY your investing, you can join me and over 4,000 members inside RaskCore. That's our full ETF and ASX share research membership community. You can join now and you'll get updated ETF portfolio recommendations every quarter, as well as ongoing ASX and global stock research. Every single month, we call them the All-Star Stocks. You get that alongside the ETF portfolios, as well as other members-only content. It's called RaskCore. Number three, our first ever partnership with a business other than our own was a business by the name of Blusk, which has since become Flint Group. Flint Group is led by Chris Bates and Christian Stevens, two of Australia's most highly regarded mortgage brokers. Already over 200 RASK community members have begun the RASK plus Flint Group mortgage broking process. You can click the link in your podcast player if you're refinancing, investing, a first home buyer, or whatever. You've probably heard Chris on the show many times. Number four, you can connect with our most trusted financial advisors. Whether you're 25 years old, just graduated uni, and looking to set yourself up, or approaching or in retirement and you've got that nest egg you want to protect and generate a passive income from, you can get in contact with our trusted panel of financial advisors. You can find the link in your podcast player. It's there each and every week. Just click the thing that says financial planning. Number five, if you want specialist insurance advice, as Warren Buffett said, rule number one is don't lose money. And rule number two is don't forget rule number one. Insurance is vitally important, especially when it comes to your number one asset, you. Whether you're a single income household or a couple, and you just want to protect what would happen if, you want to protect your family if something goes wrong, you want to protect your spouse if you lose your job, you want to protect yourself if you hurt yourself on the weekend at footy, insurance is a way to do that. And I think the best way to do insurance is through a financial planner. And there's a few reasons for that, but one of them is sometimes some insurers will only work with financial advisors, but they can also be your companion as you go through the sometimes daunting process of getting insurance done properly. Sometimes you might not even know, but you're not even covered, even though you think you are. So get the right advice. You'll find a link in the show notes to check that out. Number six, buying property. If you're like me and you're thinking of buying property in the next 12 months, or maybe you've already invested and you're looking to downsize, getting the right advice and being able to build wealth through property is a proven strategy. It might be one of the most contentious, but I think that we have one of Australia's best property coaches in our ranks. That is Pete Wargent. Pete is the host of the now super popular Australian Property Podcast by RASK, and he's also my analyst team's macro consultant. So if you're a member of RASKCore, you will have seen Pete's name around the traps. He's a property coach and buyer's agent, and he works with a select number of people each and every year. Just a note on this, this is not a commercial thing with Pete. Pete just has great services, so we offer them to the community. And when he fills up, he fills up. You can find out more about Pete's coaching in the show notes. Next up, tracking your portfolio for tax. I think you are, because I think you have to. So we've partnered with Nivexa to help you manage your share and ETF reporting, whether it's tax or performance. All RASK users get 20% off an annual plan with Nivexa. You can sync your portfolio with Nivexa's software and it automatically tracks your dividends, your capital gains tax, and more. Again, not a commercial partnership. We don't make anything from working with Nivexa, but they do create some great tools which the RASK community uses each and every day. Number eight, want to run your own business? Maybe you already do. If you want more profit, but less stress, less time consumed, and less energy lost, get in contact. We have a partner business called Inflection. The Inflection Accelerator Program is a complete online course that helps you and a community of members engage and follow a proven strategy for growing your business. I'm grateful to be one of the coaches inside the Accelerator program, helping business owners right across Australia. You can find more following the link in your podcast player. It's the one that says coaching. Number nine, if you haven't already checked it out, join over 20,000 other people who tune into the Rask YouTube channel. It is completely free and you get notified when we go live and when we publish podcast episodes. There is a podcast on the Rask network each and every day, as well as bite-sized material that's less than 60 seconds, or those really punchy tutorials and webinars that are just 15 minutes that take you through a really exciting topic, whether it's how to buy a property, whether it's how to pick a dividend ETF. Some of our most popular content actually just explains things like, what the heck is franking credits and how do I calculate if I've got some? That's on our YouTube channel. Number 10, if you want to be a better investor, a saver, a better partner with money, or just understand your own relationship with money, you can do that. All of that by going to the Rask Education website and taking a free course. We've enrolled over 26,000 students at the time of this recording, and we're on a mission to get to 100,000 in the next few years. Rask Education is our mostly free education platform, covering everything from budgeting and automation to the probably, I would say, the best value investing program in the country. So whether you're a value investor, an intermediate investor, you want to know how to value Woolworths shares, or you simply just want to understand what ethical investing is, or buy your first property and what actually happens on settlement day, head to the Rask Education website and enroll in something today. It is free and it supports us, because then I can come on here next month and I can say we've got 27,000, and hopefully we reach critical mass where we can help more Australians manage their money better. Thank you for listening to this long-winded ad. If you want to get in contact with me, you know where to go. There's a link in your show notes. Basically, these 10 services, even though some of them we don't make any money from, support Rask and allow us to produce these podcasts, attract the biggest and best guests from Australia and around the world, and bring them to you to answer your questions. Thank you for being part of the Rask network, and thank you for your ongoing support. Bye for now.